some what I, so I will repeat what we talked little bit. So Dhruv wanted the best of the, all the planets, and it was a childish prayer, but Lord satisfied his demand. Just like a small child and a very affectionate father, he will give him anything, whatever the child wants, out of his affection. So Krishna owns everything, and he liked the Dhruv Maharaj. He is like his pet son, so he gave him the highest the planet. Although Dhruv refused to accept that that you are appeared before me, you are like a diamond. I don't want these broken pieces of glass to get a big position. But nonetheless, Lord offered many places to the devotees. Lord does offer, just like Yudhishthir Maharaj or Arjun just wanted to go into the forest and meditate or not to take a sannyas. But nonetheless, Lord gave the big kingdom, and Yudhishthir Maharaj became the emperor of the whole country. Even Dwarka was under Yudhishthir, under Hastinapur, or Yudhishthir Maharaj, or under Indraprastha. Similarly, Sudama Brahman did not want anything, but Lord gave him so much that he could not, that even Rukmini, or goddess of Lakshmi, she had to catch hold of the Lord, that you have given him enough, you would give me completely. So in this way, we see the examples, Ambarish Maharaj, and so many, they have plenty. So Lord could give material desires, he could fulfill, and spiritually, and they could still remember Krishna. That is the greatest thing, that at the end, they go back home, back to Godhead. Not that they forget, by enjoying, they forget about the spirituality of that their life, that they should go back home, back to in Krishna's service. So this was a very unique planet, which does not move, but all other Saptarshis and other things, they move around him. So this Dhruv Lok was offered to Maharaj Dhruv. The specific significance of this planet is that until the entire universe is annihilated, this planet will remain. So Pralaya, until the whole life of Brahma, even during the devastation, which takes place during the night of Lord Brahma, there are two kinds of dissolution. One during the night of Lord Brahma, and one at the end of Lord Brahma's life. So there are two kinds of, so we'll talk about this Pralaya. I told it before also, that there are these two kinds that has been described, is Naimittik Pralaya, that is one kalpa. One kalpa, that is in the Brahmas, like there are in the one day of Brahma, there are 1,000 Chaturyugi. Means 1,000 Satyug, 1,000 Tretayug, 1,000 Dwaparyug, and 1,000 Kaliyug. That is called a kalpa. So that is one, this one Chaturyug, like four Yugas, that is 43,020,000. And that you add up another 1,000, then that is the, so there are 1,000 times, that is one Chaturyugi. And 1,000 Chaturyugi would be 432 million years. Or 10 million is 1 crore. So 432 crores also, you could say. So what happens in this Naimittik Pralaya, or in the day of Brahma, and the same is the night, same period is the night, then all this Bhurlok, Gorlok, Swargalok, and all the Patal, Saptapatal. Saptapatal is like Tal, Atal, Vital, Sutal, Talatal, Patal. So all these are Saptapatal. They are down part, lower part, and all the, there are higher planetary system. So in the beginning, that this is according to the Vishnu Puran, that he takes the form of Rudra, and then so there is no rain, and then there is so much sun that is like almost everything is pulverized, everything is burned down. Then for 100 years there is so much rainfall that the whole universe becomes like a great ocean, a great, just water everywhere. There is no land, nothing is there, because everything gets burned down. And later on, then Vishnu, Lord Vishnu, he, by his breathing, so much air just flows, so much like itself. And Lord Vishnu takes the air inside, and inside then all the living being, everything, all material world and the living beings, they all enter into his body by his breathing in. Planets which are appear, which are small and close, they go inside the body, and which are further away and much, much larger and bigger, they come at the end. So there is a different kind of like span of this our life for each and every universe. Some universe are very, very big. Our is the smallest. It has a small duration of only 432,000 years, out of which like a little bit over 5,000 years has gone. Still the Kali Yuga is there for 427,000 years. But we are very fortunate that we are in a golden period when Krishna and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, which will continue for 10,000 years. So human life, we should take, and intelligence should take to this Krishna conscious movement, should use take the advantage, and they will just in one stroke, they could go back home, back to Godhead. So when Mahavishnu, he drinks this all the air, then he lies down in the causal ocean. That is called Karana Jal. So he lies down there, and then he wakes up after a whole night of Brahma. So that is called, we are talking about this Vaimithya Prolaya. And then there is another kind of Pralaya that is called Prakritik Pralaya or Mahapralaya. I hope everybody can hear. So in Mahapralaya, that is after the Brahma's whole 100 years is gone, his life is 100 years. In different universes, the Brahma's life is different. Their years are bigger, the days are bigger, but it is still 100 years. So it happens the same way, but all the planetary system, all the way up to the Brahmalok, they go enter into the body of Mahavishnu. So Karanalana Shai Vishnu. So then the Vishnu himself also enters into Paramatma. And then like there are Chaturvyu, Vasudeva, Sankarshan, Pradyumna and Aniruddha. So they each and then they... So even Mahavishnu, it's not that he dies. He does not remain. He does not just... everything is all devastated. Whole material universe and every spiritual world continues. It never gets annihilated, never gets finished. It remains. Na tat pasyate suryo, na sashanko, na pavaka, yad gatvana nivartante, tad dhamo parvamam. So once you go, you remain there forever in different variegatedness, different way that one serves the Lord. There is third kind of pralaya also, that is called atyantik pralaya. So there is no pralaya in the real sense, but mukti, that is a kind of, like if our karma bandhan we get finished, we get liberated and we go back to Krishna's abode. In that way, there is three kinds of pralaya, naimittik pralaya, prakritik pralaya or mahapralaya, and third is atyantiki pralaya, which is like a liberation. You go back free from material entanglement. So until this Prabhupada is writing, this planet remains until the life of Brahma. Even during the devastation, which takes place during the night of Lord Brahma, there are two kinds of dissolution. One during the night of Lord Brahma, and one at the end of Lord Brahma's life. At the end of Brahma's life, selected personalities, they go back home, back to the Godhead. Dhruva Maharaj is one of them. So some who are devotees, they go, but others, they remain in the body of Mahavishnu. The Lord assured Dhruva that he would exist beyond the partial dissolution of the universe. Thus, at the end of the complete dissolution, that is, complete dissolution is a Mahapralaya or Prakritik Pralaya. One is Naimitti, which is only half of the universe, gets annihilated. So then he will go directly to the Vaikuntha planet, or a spiritual planet in the spiritual sky. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur comments in this connection that Dhruva Loka is one of the lokas, like Swetadvip, Mathura, Dwarka. So these are Dhruva, this planet is like the spiritual planet. Loka, like Swetadvip is in this universe, but the Swetadvip is above Brahma Loka or Satya Loka. Brahma Loka or Satya Loka where Lord Brahmaji resides. It's beyond that. So Swetadvip, that's where this Shirodakshai Vishnu resides. Mathura, naturally there is Krishna's pastimes are there in Dwarka. They are all eternal places in the kingdom of Godhead, which is described in the Bhagavad Gita. Tad dhama parama mama. So that is a dham where there is no sun, moon, lights or anything. Om tad Vishnu paramam padam sada pashyanti surayah. So it is the glorification of the Lord that he has a parampad at topmost. And that Surya, the devotees, they could see him. Or they could see him even in the heart. The word parastat, kalpavasinam, transcendental to the planets inhabited after the dissolution, refer to the Vaikuntha planet. In other words, Guru Maharaj's promotion to the Vaikuntha Lok was guaranteed by the Supreme Personality of Godhead that you would not forget. Because most of the people, when get opulence, then they forget practically everything. But here, the Lord assured that even after ruling, he would not forget. Because he was such a wonderful devotee, such a devotee, that he would not get finished with the material. Like one king, he advertised that I will give my whole kingdom to a person who just comes, he could enjoy, he has to come through certain like gardens, then there was so much food, then there was so much women, and the men who enters, they just forget the goal that I have to go and see the king who will give me the whole kingdom. These things are just temporary, but they get allured, and we are also getting allured in that way, that we have so much food, so much nice country, so everything is nice. Then and they eat and drink, and they forget the aim of life. That so it is applicable to all of us, and we should really keep this in mind, that we have to go, our goal should be fixed, to engage in loving devotional service to the Lord, and that service could continue in the spiritual kingdom or could continue here. It is one and the same thing. So devotional service, that is very, very important, and that we should engage in devotional service. And service, devotional service means it is only devotional service to Krishna. Why we should worship Krishna? This is the samam bonam. He is cause of everything. He is cause of even not only Brahma and demigod, but is the cause of all other incarnations. They come from him. Ishvara Parama Krishna Satchidananda Vigraha Anadir Adir Govinda. There is no cause behind him, but is the cause of all the incarnations. Anadir Adir Govinda Sarva Karana Karanam. That is the cause of everything. Whatever you see, whatever you read, whatever you feel, he is the cause. Bhakta Vatsal, but Krishna is Bhakta Vatsal. See how he benedicted, he gave him everything. And so Bhakta Vatsal Kratagya Sar Samartha Vadanya. Vadanya means Avadhar Dani, that he could give even himself. Hena Krishna Chari Pandit Nahi Bhajanya. That the one who is intelligent, they do not worship, or they did not do bhajan for anyone other than Krishna. So Krishna, so his kratagya, his bhakta vatsal, just like a mother, when the child is very, he passes his stool, urine, dirt, the cloths are dirty, the face is dirty, the nose is running, but still the mother would put on the, because she loves him. So she will pick up the child, wash him up, give her breath, feed him. She would not hate that, oh, he's so dirty. So Krishna also cleanses our body, our all the sinful reaction. If we love Krishna, he will love us automatically. He's so much that he's looking that that somebody loves me and come to me. So what is needed is bhakti. Bhaktya mam abhijanati yamanyas chasmi tatvata. That only by devotional service I am to be known. Not by scholarship, not by Vedic knowledge. He just sees his attraction to Krishna and is thinking of Krishna. And one who wants to serve the Supreme Father. So that's very... So then he gives us his lotus feet, and then we forget about all this. We are very tired from this mortal world. So all this tritap, that we have been burned by this tritap. That tritap means adhi devik, adhi bhautik, adhyatmik. That we feel very cool, very, very pleasant, very nice. And so that is, so one should worship, that's why one should worship only Krishna. that does not happen with any another incarnation. You may say, what about going to Vaikuntha Loka? Even there also you may become, yes, Vishnu and Narayan, but you cannot go very close and love him so much, because they are with so much opulence, with four hands and all this, you can't approach. That's why Krishna, that he is two-handed and we could approach to him, just like one can approach to his father or mother. Kratagya, what is Kratagya? Means whatever we have done, he recognizes that. Whatever he does, he knows. So Krishna knows everything, our heart, even if we don't express it outwardly, but he knows that he is doing just ekantik. Ekantik bhajan means nobody else, just other than Krishna. Ekantiki harir bhakti. So Krishna knows our heart and he is very, very merciful. And so one may think that I am chanting his holy name, but I cannot engage in prayers, or I cannot pray to him just like so many others who are very knowledgeable, just like Guru Maharaj could not pray. So whether my prayer would reach to him or not, which is not very elaborate prayers, or not very authentic, or you may say not very in a way that very learned people, it does not matter, whatever, because he sees our heart. He is Bhakta Vatsal, and Sri Krishna, because he is Kratagya, whatever you have done, he recognizes and he gives credit, and he understands our heart. So that is also that he is the only one, that Krishna is the bhajaniya. Bhajani means we should only serve or worship Krishna. Then other that he is Kratagya, Bhakta Vatsal, Kratagya, Samartha, that he is able to give anything or able to do anything. So Kratagya, that is fine, Bhakta Vatsal, but he is also like that whatever your desire is, he can fulfill, which demigods cannot fulfill. Demigods is in charge of certain thing and only they could give only something in a small quantity. But Krishna could give even himself. So that's why we should worship Krishna. Then his Vadanya. So Kratagya, Samartha, Vadanya. Vadanya means he is a, gives open so much so. Data. Vadanya means data. So he has capacity to give everything. Just like, so whether one may doubt whether he can fulfill my desire. Like Dhruva Maharaj had such a big desire. But yes, but so whether he is not krapan. Krapan is against opposite of vadanya. Like a rich man, he may give something, but he may be conjuice or krapan. So he may not give feed to the some poor people he may go. But Krishna is not like that. He is vadanya, not krapan. He is data, shiromani, topmost. Just like in place of one tulsi patra or one drop of water, just patram pushpam phalam toyam. Means he just could sell himself. So much like data or vadanya. So this is Hena Krishna Chadi Pandit Nai Bhajanya. So Krishna, so one should not go to anyone else except Krishna. Even if we do not know how to call him, how to go to him, we cannot even, whether you may be just lying on the bed, but our mentality, even in the mind, it will reach to Krishna. It should be ekantiki. Ekantiki means just that without any, no one else that we should be worshipping. So he could know, understand why we are praying, why we are going to him. He can understand and he has a desire to that, let him come. We walk one step, he walks so many steps, and he is sarva samarth. There is no samartha vadanya hena Krishna chadi pandit nahi bhaje anya. So one may doubt that whether he will give me or not. How do I know that he may have all these qualities? All these qualities means bhakta vatsal, kratagya, samartha, vadanya. He knows our heart, but whether he will do it or not. Like so many rich people, they may have wealth, their heart may get melted by seeing, but because of their krapanta, they may not spend their money. So Krishna is not like that. He is not Krapan. He is Vadanya, Data Shiromani, and he could give anything, whatever is desired. But one should look to pray to him, not for material things, but to serve him in whatever best way, like gopis wanted to serve him, to just see that Krishna is happy. And Krishna showed that to Dwarka queens, that because he was always thinking of gopis and Radharani. So he showed that gopis, they gave the dust from their feet, but gopis could not do it. No, those queens could not do it. Even Narad Muni could not even think. So there is a verse that they remember. Aho Baki Yam Istanakala Kutam Jidan Saya Paya Yadapya Sadvi Lebe Gatim Dhatri Chitam Tatonyam Kam Vadayalu Sharanam Rajemam. So Dhao is saying to Udar, to Vidurji, that how it's a very, very astonishing that Dayaluta, his mercy, that this demonish Putna came to kill him, and she wanted to kill him by this Kalkut wish that she put on her breast. But because her desire that let him suck my breast, only so he gave the position of his Dhatri or his nurse, that in the spiritual world. So who more could be like this, that somebody is coming to kill and he is giving him the position in the spiritual kingdom as his eternal mother, like eternal nurse, to feed him. So one has to take shelter of Krishna and no one else. But what is this bhakti? What is the heart of bhakti? So atyantiki shraddha, that shraddha are prem seva, that is so much intense desire, laulyam, to serve him. Pranbhari prem seva ki balvati lalsa. Or atyantiki shraddha. What is this atyantiki shraddha? That tavat karmani ityadi, that there are verses. Tavat karmani kurvita na nirvidyeta yavata matkatha shravanadova shraddha yavana jayate. So one should act, should not give up their duties until they develop a atyantiki shraddha. Our shraddha, or what is the meaning of that? We have full faith that just by hearing katha, chanting, engaging in devotional service, that I will get everything, whatever is needed for me, or whatever I want, that it will be just Krishna seva, Krishna bhakti would fulfill everything, whatever is needed by a devotee. And so people mostly, they think, oh, who will do the job if everybody becomes a devotee? If I become a devotee, who will go and earn? Who will take care of the child? Who will cook? Who will clean? So there are many, many things that come in the mind, but just by one stroke, you take care, you do devotional service, and Krishna fulfills your all the needs. Name bhakta prakashati, yoga kshemam vahamyam. So everything is done, provided you have faith, that just by doing, we don't have a faith, that's why we are not protected, or but we could take this advantage of Krishna's mercy in that way, that bhakti, that is so much intense laulyam desire should be there to please Krishna. And Krishna would be definitely pleased, and he will award everything or whatever is needed. Not by just by kartavya buddhi, that, Krishna is great, he will provide me, so let me do that. No, there should be it should be love just for sake of loving, like the gopis did. That's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying, Aradhyo Bhagwan Vrajeshatane Taddhama Vrindavanam Ramya Kachit Upasana Vrajavadhu Vargeneya Kalpita. They were not attracted, they were attracted to Krishna and serving him because he is such a lovable person. So they served him, not knowing his all the greatness. Although inside they knew, but they were attracted to Krishna just for his qualities. That is so much vadanya, so much wonderful in every respect. Just like, so our heart should be feeling so much separation from the Lord when we don't engage in his devotional service. Just like a lady who loves her husband, then she do not see that what is his qualities, whether he is good, bad. He does not compare with anyone else. Just that. So there is nothing. So she does not serve the husband just because he looks nice or he has so much money, or not because of that. She knows that, yes, he is my husband and I love him and I serve him, not because of his qualities or what is he has acquired. So it is not out of duty even, but it is just that so much attraction for that her or his pran or the life just tadapte hai that, oh, I have not done anything. Let me do more and more seva. One should not give up their duties, what they are doing, until this atyantiki shraddha. Atyantiki shraddha means that it is firm faith in the heart that just by hearing about Krishna, chanting his name, I have nothing to do. There is no other thing that I have to do. Shruti smriti mame vagya yaste ulangya vartate adyos chedi mama dveshi mad bhakto na vaishnami. So Shruti and Smriti is the order of the Lord. It is like a law books. And one should. So when we say Sarva Dharman Parityajya Mamekam Shranavajya, Sarva Dharman Parityajya. So this is like, that is not really topmost bhakti, that you give up everything. And because one is afraid of engaging in simple activities, so they are afraid, so that's why he says, but in reality, this is the topmost what we are reading, is that one should have bhakti, that without which your pran, your life air as if it is going, without serving the Lord, without thinking of the Lord, without chanting his holy name, without associating with the devotees, without reading Srimad Bhagavatam. So uttama bhakti, whether sakam karma or nishkam karma, neither this krishnarpanam that you do, your activity should be nishkam without any material desire, like Dhruva Maharaj, but it should be done with the artha purna means we should be feeling so much eagerness, so much lalyam api mulyam, just to please Krishna, just for his pushti, just for Krishna. So that is that kind of hunger is called prem. So if you are so much hungry to serve, then Lord also becomes very hungry to take your service, not by kartavya buddhi, not because you serve him because he is the Lord and he will give me spiritual world, I would be able to go and my all the material pangs would go away, then it is like a business. But one should serve the Lord out of that, because he is so lovable and I must serve the Lord. And he was, so in that way, not for something getting better. So as we are hungry, as much more the hunger we are, there is a test in drinking water or eating food. So whatever hungerness we have in serving Krishna, then when you serve Krishna, he also becomes so much, he is artha bandhu, he sees your art that he wants to serve me. So we accept and he also becomes hungry to accept our service. So when he sees that my devotee is offering me, then he is also looking to get that. Just like his Jatharagni also increases. What Jatharagni means, that Jatharagni, that fire to digest the food, that increases, that let me accept all that. Let me eat what he is offering me. Let me take that. And he becomes very, very eager to accept that prem seva. And then he also, his trapti, just like when a hungry man, more the hungry, more the tasteful would be the food. So he becomes very, very hungry and his seva would become very, very tasteful for the Lord. And the way to increase his jatragni or his acceptance of the service is to that intense desire has to be there in our heart. And then with that intense desire, we hear Shravan Kirtan, and that is and engage in his loving devotional service, Shuddha Bhakti. That is how, that is the prana of the Lord. And we discussed about that how the Lord is, once one who takes the shelter of the Lord, Sharanagat Akinchana Nera Ekai Lakshan, Tar Madhe Pravesh Atma Samarpan. So in that way we can surrender to the Lord. So thank you so much. We discussed about this verse and that how Dhruva Maharaj and what the Lord Narayan replied to him. And he said that, yes, I will give everything, whatever you are desiring. Although Dhruva Maharaj refused to take that. But he said that I will give you and that will continue. He continued the rule over that Dhruva planet, which was never had any their planets, the deity of the planet are in charge of that planet. Like Surya has, Surya Dev, the Surya has, so same Yoshwan. So same thing is Rulo. He was the first one and he remained there. And then after the devastation, then he went back home, back to Godhead. Hare Krishna. So you can unmute. And if there is any question, comments, any corrections, any additions, then please, we can discuss some points.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, please accept my humble obeisances. This is Komadaki Dasi.
Hare Krishna Mataji,
yes, you say whatever we want, Krishna will give us, you know, if we worship him, surrender to him, like that.
But go ahead.
Okay. Krishna says this devotee is foolish. He's asking the material benefits and all these things. But I am very intelligent. I'll give him the taste of my lotus feet. So the way, you know, he may not give. It's completely independent. So he may give, he may not give. Then he's not bound to give either. So could you please explain?
Okay. It is that we should be nishkam, but at the same time, if we have desire to enjoy, like just Dhruva Maharaj example, we are talking about Dhruva Maharaj, he had that desire. Krishna, and he forgot that also, that I don't want, he did not want. But Krishna does not want to create such a place, such a thing that, oh, he came and I made him forget. So he shows his magnanimity, Vadanyaya, Namo Mahavadanyaya, Krishna Prem Pradayati, that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is so Vadanyaya, he gives you love of Godhead, even if you go just for a little thing. So here, if somebody has a desire, but at the same time, he's a nice devotee, but he has certain desires in his heart. So naturally, Krishna fulfills that desire. One should not think that if I go to, what is the use? I like so much, so much to enjoy in the material world or whatever, that I won't get it, I would be bereft of that. So one should not think, akamava, sarva kamava, even if you have so many desires. If you go to Krishna, not that every time he will make us forget about our desires, he does give it. So we should not minimize his position that he just gives us his spirituality, bring him so we could go and serve him. It's not like that. Yes, service means we also enjoy more than even Krishna, but at the same time you could, and you get all the things in, not reflection, not perverted thing. In material world, everything is perverted. It's all in original, like reality. But at the same time, if you want to remain in the material world, you still remain Krishna conscious, he does give it. He gave it to Yudhishthira Maharaj, he gave it to Sudama Brahman, and it's not that he left immediately, he enjoyed that. Enjoyed means he used that properly in Krishna's service. Yudhishthira Maharaj used everything in Krishna's service. Ambarish Maharaj, are many, many kings are there, if you read. So it's not that he just makes us forget. Forget our, and does not fulfill our desires. He does fulfill desires, and he is capable of doing giving everything, whatever, including himself, that he could give. So so some people may approach him with some desire, so he does fulfill the desire. If somebody don't want, then that is fine. But one who goes to him with some desire, he he does fulfill the desires. But at the end, he does not forget him also. And one should not think that I enjoy the material thing. He makes sure that he still stays in my loving devotional service. So he does that way also.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Very nice. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Mataji. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Dhanat Pranam. Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Prabhuji, I have one question. Prabhu, you were telling till the time we don't develop the Akinsana Bhakti means we should do our duty. Can you explain more little bit on that?
Krishna is the property of Akinchan Bhaktas, one who is bereft of all the material opulences. That is Akinchana. Akinchana Gochara. That if one thinks that is really with the prideness, oh, I am such a learned, I am such educated, I have so much wealth, I have this. So those people cannot approach to Krishna. It's very difficult to approach to Krishna with some thinking of a pride in your heart that I have so much. But Akinchan is by the mentalities that I am just, not that I am a poor man, but I have no love for Krishna. They don't feel that I am loving Krishna. They feel that I am bereft of Krishna's love. So let me serve him with my heart. So they give their heart to Krishna. That's why a very rich person who is proud, it's very, very difficult for them to reach to Krishna's abode or to serve Krishna. But a person who is bereft of, who is a kinchan even materially, they could approach more easily to Krishna. So you have to just think over that how material things could make you like beauty, wealth, lineage, that I'm in an aristocratic family, position, they all keeps you in the material world. So if one should not be proud of if they have it from their previous good fortune or good activity or pious activity, you may get a big position. Just like Indra, he became so much puffed up by getting this position. Even Vayu and Varun, and they also get puffed up. So Krishna is Akinchan Gochara. Akinchan means there should be intense desire and one should not feel that I am so great. Only those Tranadapi Sunichena Taro Ivasaishwana Amanena Amanadena Kirtani Sadhari. So we should feel ourselves very humble, very meek, very fallen. So unless that comes, you can't surrender. Somebody is a big, like a president of country, you think that that they would just surrender or they will feel, oh, they won't even be able to say even sorry even if they do something wrong. So one should be very humble. That is, humility is the crown for a devotee. One should be very humble, should feel very meek, should not have any pride of any kind. Otherwise, we cannot engage in pure loving devotional service. And it is not outward, it is inside you should feel that way, in the heart. So I hope you understand a little bit of this, what we are talking. It's a big topic and you have to read more. But pure devotees, they have no pride whatsoever. They feel very lowly and they could serve the Lord with all their heart. Otherwise, their heart would be somewhere else in their opulence, in their prestige. Puja, lah, pratistha, they are the last snare of Maya, which keeps us into the material world. So we have to remove that anchor that binds us into the material world and should wholeheartedly should serve Krishna. And that is done by Tvam Akinchana Gochara. That you are visible to those who feel themselves very, very lowly. It could be done with the midst of everything. One can do have that feeling. Just like Arjun. Means even he had everything, but how, when they approached to Krishna, it's not he was sitting at their feet, but Duryodhan, he was just standing on the high wall, on the head of the Lord. So Arjun did not, he said that my place is, this Lakshmi Devi, your place is in the chest of the Lord, but she sits at the lotus feet of the Lord and massages his feet. So that humbleness is to be there. If she was proud at him that I provide to everybody, how she would sit at the lotus feet of the Lord. So that feeling has to be there from inside. Although she's so opulent that she could make anybody rich, all the riches, she is the owner of all the riches. But she serves the Lord's lotus feet, thinking herself very lowly. So I hope that explains your question.
Yes, Prabhu. Thank you so much for your wonderful plans and explanation.
Thank you, Maharaj.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, very very beautiful class Prabhuji, thank you so much for the beautiful class.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, very beautiful class. Hare Krishna
Hare Krishna, is there anybody having any questions for the Prabhuji?
Yes, Mother. Yeah, Hare Krishna Prabhu. Yeah.
Hare Krishna. Radha Raman Prabhu.
No, I'm Srinivas Anandas Prabhu. Thank you.
Oh, okay, Prabhu. Hare Krishna.
Yeah, Hare Krishna Prabhu. Yeah, Prabhu, actually, you know, we heard that what we call the Brahma Lok, Indra Lok. Suppose the Brahma is a role, like Indra also role after a certain period of time, and then other devotee will be a Brahma. Like that, if you take that Dhruva Lok, so suppose Dhruva Maharaj will be eternally will be there, or how it could be, Prabhu? And the same time, if no. If the devotees reach to Dhruva Lok, they will be there eternally, or?
No, he ruled over that planet and he remained and everybody was circumambulating. But after that annihilation, then he went back to Krishna's abode in Golok Vrindavan. So it's not that this planet will remain. All the planets, all the way to Brahma Lok, they're all dissolved, including even the Dhruva planet. That is far in the material world. That is not beyond the Virja River or Karan Samudra, Karan Ocean. So all this planetary system is in the material world, which is annihilated. So there is a, like we talked about two kinds of annihilation, Apyantiki Pralaya and Naimittik Pralaya, and a day of Brahma and a life of Brahma. So after life of Brahma, then all the planets, even all the higher planets, they go away. But again they reappear. Even Dhruva Lok comes, but until a devotee like Dhruva Maharaj, he worships, then he, otherwise that planet remains without any ruler, without any in charge. It is, that position is given, just like Indra planet, they may remain empty, or then Krishna may award, or he may come himself to act as Brahma or Lord Shiva, or even, so he could take that position. But Dhruva planet is, yes, it is there until almost like a Brahma Lok, but ultimately it will go away. And it's not that you said that whether we go to that planet and live eternally, we live eternally in the spiritual planets, Vaikuntha Loka or Krishna Loka. Although I told in that, it just says, so Dhruva Loka may be there in the spiritual kingdom, but right now when this Dhruva Maharaj was here in the material world, it was one of the planet of the material world, even above the Brahma Loka. More bigger position, but it does get annihilated. See, in the spiritual kingdom, there is no sun, moon, or everything, but here there are stars, all these rishis, they circumambulate. But in the spiritual planet, there is no need of circumambulation. There are, those rishis are not there, and they don't circumambulate the Dhruva planet. In the spiritual kingdom, I'm talking about. So that what we talk and we see every morning, we cannot see the Vaikuntha Loka from here, but we could see the Dhruva star and the seven saptarshis who rotated around the Dhruva planet. Okay?
Yeah, wonderful, bro. Thank you, bro.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you, Prabhuji. That is many things to learn from you.
No, not from me. From Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Prabhupada and all the parampara. I'm just tiny person, whatever. I learned from Prabhupada, I just try to explain, but I have to learn from all of you also.
Yes.
You ask questions, so I learn also that way. Okay, thanks a lot.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Anyone else has anything to...
Yeah, Hare Krishna Prabhuji. Yeah, Hare Krishna Prabhuji. You are so humble, Prabhuji. You are, even though you are a disciple of Srila Prabhupada, you say there is nothing to learn from me, and like that, it's all about your humility, Prabhuji. We need to learn your humility from you.
I hope that I develop more and more, become humble. So humbleness is the quality to be closer to Krishna. So I am looking for that humbleness by serving Vaishnavas and learning from them. But thank you. Thank you so much. So, should we end our class now, or if there is nothing to discuss?
Thank you so much, Prabhuji, once again for the beautiful class and your session. It was a very wonderful class. If there are no more questions, we would like to end the call here. Vancha Kalpataro Bhyasya Kripa Sindhu
Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namo Anantakoti Vaishnava Vrindaki.